This is the Unfiltered Union.
I'm Linz.
And I'm Russ.
Here is this week's episode. What up, yo?
I can't even do that.
Well, I don't know. I just figured something different.
That's not, no.
Okay.
Don't do that again.
I think I'm really distracted. I really don't think this is a good idea.
Why?
Because the hockey is on, and I'm not going to be able to concentrate because I'm going to be looking over your head at the TV the whole time.
You can't see past this massive dome.
This is true, but I can definitely try. I can look at the scoreboard.
All right.
So we have two games going on tonight. Penguins versus the Canadiens and Washington versus Colorado, and there's just a whole lot of hockey going on. I'm so excited. I'm so glad it's back.
Yeah, we love hockey. We watch all hockey.
Yeah.
Hockey with a little hockey on the side.
Hockey is serious in this household.
Yep.
So I'm very excited. So
I want to start off with kind of a downer. Just so we can end it much better.
Okay.
I'm stopping this hockey talk because you're not paying attention, and I'm going to...
Destroy. Okay, fine. Then go ahead and fuck off with your downer, and I'm just going to watch hockey. Go ahead.
Okay. So, number one trending video on YouTube right now, it's called Project Veritas Undercover. I don't think that's what it's called, but it's two people going undercover and talking to these people that are related in ways that aren't supposed to be known to the DNC and Hillary Clinton. It's pretty bad stuff. The main takeaway of this video was to these people are paying people to incite violence at Trump rallies. It's fucked up. It is so fucked up. How does that, are you not going to say anything? But that's so crazy. It's like, is there, I don't understand how somebody like this is even running for president.
The whole time this whole election's been going on, since we started this podcast, really, we've been talking about how these two candidates, how the fuck did they get to be our primary, these are who we have to decide between.
I'm gonna come out right now.
How the fuck did we get to this point?
Yeah, I don't know. It's terrible.
I don't understand it.
One of the guys on this video, I can't remember their names, but I'm gonna post it in the notes just so everybody can see it, but... He came out flat out and said, I've paid mentally ill people to go to do shit for me. I'm like, how the fuck? And these people that I don't know how they got access, but it wasn't a purposeful interview. It was like it was undercover. I don't know how they're legally allowed to.
Another Billy Bush situation.
Yeah, I'm thinking. But maybe that it's the whole one person knows about it. So it's all good thing.
Yeah, per some state laws, you can record a conversation that's happening as long as one person in the room knows it's being recorded.
Yeah, it was almost like job interviews that these guys were doing, but they were getting like backstories on, you know, these, because it's a bunch of different organizations. It's like the so-and-so consulting firm and shit like that. It's so jacked up that all these are so intertwined. They're intertwined in a way that the media regularly, which they wouldn't say anything about it anyway, but regularly they could not figure this out. It's like a fucking network of shadow money funding these. It's so fucked up. I can't even, it's hard for me to explain it. You have to watch the videos.
Okay.
It's number one trending on YouTube right now for a reason.
What's it called?
I don't know. It's from Project Veritas, which means Project Truth. But yeah, it's bad, and I'm gonna post it in the show notes. But it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It's horrifying to me that this is even a tight race.
Right.
Trump is an idiot.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. I don't know. I don't even want to go there. But there's like they're both evils.
Yeah. Definitely. You have one who is politically fucked, corrupt. Corruption wise.
Yes.
And then you have one who's just a dumb fuck.
He's arrogant and he's egotistical.
And apparently
loud.
He can be swayed, you know, can be manipulated, because that's his new story about this whole, you know, sexual harassment
video. Yeah.
Is that Billy Bush coerced him into saying all that.
Right. Coached him into saying that stuff.
Right.
Right.
Pushed him into saying all that. So You have two fucked up individuals running for president. How the hell did we get here, people?
I just feel like one has fucked up politically her whole career.
Agreed.
One is fucked up as an individual.
Okay.
Maybe as an individual, I think.
Based on his words, as he kept reiterating.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of either one, but I can't. There's no absolutely zero possible way I could vote for Hillary. I am not kidding.
I agree with that.
Because it's horrifying.
But that doesn't automatically mean that we're Trump supporters either.
I'm not really. Because he's a stain.
But there's no way Hillary would ever get our vote. But that doesn't make us automatically Trump supporters.
No, I just can't. the stuff that just... it's sad to me because it's all these like freelance... small-time journalistic organizations.
People actually doing their job. Yes,
journalism. It's real-life journalism. It's investigative journalism at its finest. And it's like the media companies that we all rely on to provide us news are not providing us these types of stories.
They're part of the corruption.
The reason why Nixon was impeached was because of the media.
Right.
The media investigated and did their fucking job.
Yep, during Watergate.
Yep, during the Watergate scandal. They broke the news story.
Yep.
What the fuck? And it's just like that hacker, Guccifer, I think that's his name.
Guccifer?
He's the reason why, I think, I'm not 100% sure, but he's the reason why Hillary Clinton, her whole server got blown up. He found out, and I think the media, maybe not, maybe I'm wrong. I think it's true. I think New York Times or somebody got a report from him or something, and it proved that she had a private email server set up. And it was all from Benghazi, I believe. This is a downer topic here.
Benghazi alone is enough for me to say that I dislike that woman with a fiery passion.
My whole thing about it is read these WikiLeaks emails.
Yeah.
You know, you can say, you know, they're trying to sway the election. Well, you know, if she didn't have her shit locked it up in her basement, unfoia-able, there'd be no problem.
Yep.
You know, people could, there's more accountability there. She wiped her server on purpose because there was shit on there that was fucked up.
Yep,
we all know
that.
That's
slowly coming out now. Yeah. And if you can literally sit there and say, it's just emails, then you're part of the problem, in my opinion.
That's what's funny is it's not emails directly from her. It's Podesta, however you say his name. It's his emails, but you know, he emails her a lot. So we're getting shit, you know, in ways that you wouldn't think that we're getting stuff, you know, back routes and all that shit. It's wild as hell.
The corruption runs deep with this one.
Oh yeah. It's scary to me. I just can't stand it. And Project Veritas released another thing, I think it was today, about some congressman, Farrigold, I think is what his name is. He said that Hillary Clinton's going to do executive action on guns, which is scary. That a president can do shit like that.
Well,
that's not good. Yeah. That's not how democracy works, you know.
No, it's not.
That's an amendment,
executive orders are still supposed to be checked by the Senate. So, I don't know. I don't know how executive orders have suddenly become like a king declaring a law.
You know,
it should be checked by the Senate, and they should be able to overthrow it. Or I guess that would be a veto, but. I don't know. I just, this whole thing is so fucked. Come on.
It's literally like picking, Assange said it. He said it's like picking between two STDs. That's exactly what he said. He said this election is like picking between two.
Uncurable
STDs.
Let's say uncurable because we're fucked either way.
And the congressman that Project Veritas said that Hillary would issue an executive order is Russ Feingold. I'll post another video link to that on YouTube also.
Good Lord.
It's horrifying.
I agree. Like I said,
we're going a bad way, folks.
Yep. Okay.
All right. Let's go to some happy, joy, joy stuff.
Okay. What do you want to go to first? I have a couple of kind of silly things and then one life thing that we're dealing with. And then, there's a fight.
Let's do the dishwasher first.
Oh, I didn't even think about that one. Okay.
Okay. So, common mistake. Don't do this to your house, people. Don't be fucking stupid. Don't be stupid.
Because if I buy a house from you and it happens again, I'm coming after you.
Okay, so our previous owner of this house that we bought from, our dishwasher leaked last week. We told everybody about it. We got the new one. Tried to put it in. It won't fit. Didn't fit. The reason why this was is because the idiot that put the hardwood floors down, previous owner, he boxed the dishwasher in. With hardwood floor, which is about 3/4 to an inch thick.
Mm-hmm.
So there's countertop over top of your dishwasher, usually.
Mm-hmm.
So how the fuck? You just lost 3/4 of an inch of clearance, yes, to get your new dishwasher in.
Well, and when he laid the hardwood floor, he also didn't put it under the counters. So, right.
He didn't jack the cabinets up and lay the hardwood underneath the cabinets, which is the correct way to do it.
Yes.
You're supposed to
raise. If you ever do DIY. Thank you. DIY. DIY. If you ever do it yourself, make sure you lift your cabinets and put the hardwood floor underneath it.
Yes. Because
this is the proper way.
I had to get a saw out, cut out about 18 inches of hardwood floor. Now I have a massive hole to the subfloor and right before my dishwasher. And now I have to rig it to where, yeah, it's bad. Yeah. It's not good.
It's not pretty, but it'll do until we get the floor fixed. Yeah. But I finally have a dishwasher. I'm not a fucking pioneer anymore.
And it's a very nice dishwasher.
Oh, it is. Yes, I'm very happy with it. But this all could have been fucking avoided if the last owner of this fucking house hadn't done what he did. He's a dumbass.
He did it, and now we're suffering for it. And yeah. I didn't, you know, he did this little weird fucking cut these two pieces out to make it work deal.
But yeah, so that you can, like, pry it out.
Yeah, you can take these two puzzle pieces out and yank your dishwasher out. Well, the problem with that is a lot of these new dishwashers have molded tubs at the bottom, so if it leaks like ours did, it doesn't go all over the floor. It goes in a tub, which gets pumped out. Yeah, that doesn't fucking fit. You can't make that work. happy time.
Well, another new gadget that we decided to get. See, we do all this shit. We try to do improvements to our house, and we had it in our head that we were going to make kind of like a smart house.
Yeah.
So we just start doing all these improvements. We're trying to get things going in our house, and then something like this, a fucking dishwasher, goes out.
After we spent money on
the
gadgets.
Washer and dryer.
Yeah, and washer and dryer and smart house gadgets to make the house.
Well, one of the things that we decided to purchase was a Ring doorbell.
Yes, Ring Pro.
And we're happy with the purchase, but of course, we made the purchase, and then our fucking dishwasher leaks all over the goddamn floor. Never fucking fails.
And then we couldn't get the new one in, so now we got more money to spend.
Yep, and our home warranty lapsed, so it was just a whole botchery of fuck.
B-O-F.
Oh, I like that, honey.
It's a boff.
That's a good one.
Say that right now.
A boff.
Boff.
A boff.
Yeah, that's it.
Or okay. Do we need a little phlegm? Boff.
You spit on me.
I have a pop filter. No, I did not.
I'm glad I'm wearing fucking glasses.
So the Ring doorbell is actually working really well, I think, for what we want it for. Just, you know, if anybody comes up to the door, if we're not home, kind of say go away. Because in the past, we actually had a townhouse before we bought a single family home. And we had somebody actually break into our house. It wasn't through the front door, but we want to have, you know, kind of a secure house.
I think statistically 80% of people who break into houses ring the doorbell first. It's something really high like that because they want to see if anybody's home. They don't want to break in when you're sleeping or, you know, watching fucking TV. They want to break in
when nobody's home. They want an easy smash and grab.
Shit.
Yep.
Walk out, you know.
Yep.
they don't, you know, and it's dangerous. That's a dangerous line of work there, goddammit.
I want to do a B&E like Dane Cook. He has a whole stand-up comedy about doing a B&E and breaking an entry.
Oh.
He wants to do a B&E. You got to watch it. It's hilarious.
No, it's not.
It's actually really funny. So the doorbell, I think it's going good.
I like it, but I'm having issues with the motion detection.
Yeah, and our notifications, because you get notifications through your phone, and there's an actual app, and you can see, you know, what's kind of going on at your door, and you can talk through it.
Yeah.
And it goes to a cloud, it's encrypted, all this fun stuff. So, I mean, you know, other than a couple of issues that we're having with the motion and some of the notifications, I mean, otherwise, I think we're doing pretty good.
Yeah, I like it. I just wish the motion worked properly. Like, a lot of the times I've noticed, because we get a lot of package deliveries, a lot of the times I've noticed that
fucking Amazon,
that the motion won't kick on and start recording until somebody's walking away. I'm like, well, what the fuck is the use of that shit?
Nah, I see somebody's ass.
Yeah, I don't care about that. A lot of the times our UPS driver does not ring the doorbell.
I thought you were going to say UPS driver does not have a nice ass.
He doesn't either. a lot of the time it's kind of sweaty.
Oh,
so I don't
through
really
the brown.
Like, yeah, what can brown do for you? You know. But yeah, that's the only issue I have with it, but...
But you're talking to customer service, and you seem satisfied with
them. They're really good. Like, I emailed them probably within, like, the first 3 days that we had it, because I noticed that it was kind of hit or miss with the motion. And them motherfuckers said, all right, we're going to send you a new one. So I expected, you know, the saran wrap, fucking bubble wrap, just the doorbell. They sent me the whole fucking box. They said, here, just take everything. I don't give a fuck. I said, holy shit, you didn't need to do all that now. But they sent literally a brand new in the package. Usually when you do stuff like that, they're going to send you
a refurbed
fucking doorbell. This thing was in the box, you know, sealed with all the accessories that it comes with, the face plates, all that shit. I said, holy fuck, these guys got too much damn money because they're sending me all this shit. But yeah, and they barely even questioned it. They're like, hey, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But now... You know, I put the new one in that they sent, and I'm still kind of having these motion issues. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't, but I'm still having these issues. And yeah, they finally upped me to second level support, which is, I think, like their coders, IT people, electrical engineers. They're legitimately trying to figure out the problem.
Yeah. And I mean, you know, it's a relatively new program, software, hardware.
The Ring Pro model is brand new. It came out this year. So.
Right. So, I mean, they're still, you know, they're trying. So they want to be in contact with their customers to figure out the issues.
And
so.
this product was born on Shark Tank.
Was it on Shark Tank?
DoorBot.
I meant to ask you that.
DoorBot.
Oh.
They graduated to Ring.
Oh. I don't know if I remember DoorBot.
I don't think they got a deal.
Oh.
But.
I'm trying to
Branson, is that his name? Richard Branson, that rich guy, Virgin Airlines and shit, Virgin America.
Sounds like it.
I'm pretty sure he invested in them, which, and they just got like $60 million of funding from all these. So it's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
Because that was kind of a concern of mine too, is they're not cheap.
Right.
You know, this doorbell was $250 for a fucking doorbell, but it's a security camera. So.
Sorry, my fingers need popped.
And if, you know, they go under, the cloud shit doesn't work anymore.
Right.
So
it's worthless.
Yeah. So fuck that. I'm not, you know, I want to be able to save my clips to the cloud in case I got to report some to the cops.
Right.
Here's a clip, Popo.
Enjoy.
Yeah. Here's some donuts.
Well, it's like, you're silly. It seems like that's all going good. And you know, getting new gadgets, and we're happy I'm having a new dishwasher. But
what
am I mumbling?
Yes,
okay, sorry. I'm trying to get to the next topic, Westworld.
Yeah,
I'm a Falcon God, I love the show, it's amazing.
I do too, but I this episode didn't hit it for me.
I mean, the only thing about this episode that I liked was that
spoilers.
Spoilers big time. Fucking Dolores busted a cap in that dude's ass.
I thought that was kind of cool.
It was a fellow robot that she busted the cap in the booty of.
Yeah, because she's a robot.
Yeah, she's
the oldest robot in the park.
Yes. So she shot another robot who was going to sexually assault her,
which is going normal, to rape her. You know,
in this park, this theme park, for lack of a better word, there's rape, there's pillage, there's, you know, any bad Wild West thing that you can think in your head, that's what this park is about. But she busted a cap in her assailant's ass. So I was like, yes, because
yeah, that was pretty badass.
They kept asking her, you know, would you kill a living thing? And mind you, her attacker wasn't a living thing. Technically, he's a robot. So I don't think she's crossed the line yet. I think she's still heading in that direction. I think this was the start of something.
She's heading there because guns and shooting people is not in her loop.
Right, exactly. She is always
everything is scripted in Westworld. Everything is scripted except.
Did Anthony Hopkins say it, or did what's the other guy's name?
Bernie.
Bernie, but I can't think of what. Jeffrey Wright. Or did Jeffrey Wright say it, that she was meant to be the good guy's girlfriend that the park attendees take advantage of? He said it. He specifically said that that's Dolores' part in this park, is that the bad guys, the people who attend the park and want to be the bad guys, they kill her boyfriend, Teddy, and then they have their way with Dolores. That's what she is there for. That's what she is meant for as a robot. One of them said it, and for her to cap this guy, to kill him, she literally, he's gone, not gonna touch him.
What?
For her to have done that, I think, is taking the step towards what they've, you know, pretty much been foreshadowing, that she's gonna be Miss Betty Badass.
Yeah.
She's the Judas Steer that they referenced in the very first episode. Again, whole bunch of spoilers coming your way. That she's going to basically go off the tracks, and she is going to be who the robots follow. And what I'm thinking and they're hinting at here is almost like a robot revolution.
I don't know. She remembers everything, and there's a couple more robots that are remembering shit. That show's going to be a complete mindfuck. Like, yes. Here's a theory that somebody had.
Yes.
They said, okay, I don't remember his name, but the dude that was introduced in Chestnut, episode 2, the white hat dude.
Yes.
The guy that's known for a lot of stuff. They said that was in the past. He's the man in black now. That's what they said. I said, what in the fuck?
No.
This is a J.J. Abrams show. Don't give me that shit. That is possible.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is, because there is footage. Like, when they walked in to Westworld, when they both those guys walked to Westworld, all that shit, that fancy-looking escalators and stuff welcoming them to Westworld.
Yeah.
There's footage of that same place in another episode where it's all fucking unmaintained. It's where the water was pouring over where they put the old ones, the bad robots that are retired. They put all the that's where it was.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
I don't fucking buy that for anything, because she's remembering things supposedly in the present. With Ed
Harris.
That's
what you think, motherfucker.
No, hold on. fuck you. With Ed Harris as the man in black, she is supposedly starting to remember things because he has attacked her for 30 years. Remember, when she was getting ready to be attacked by her robot assailant, she pictured the man in black before she shot him.
Yeah.
So how can she be in the past when she sees the man in white in the middle of nowhere?
Because J.J. Abrams.
J.J. Abrams. That doesn't make any sense.
J.J. Abrams.
No, that doesn't make any sense. Fuck it. No, the one theory that I actually do buy into is that Jeffrey Wright might also be a robot. That Anthony Hopkins created him, but although...
No, I don't think Anthony Hopkins created him. I think Arnold did.
I agree with you when you said that the other night, that Arnold, who was supposedly Anthony Hopkins' like co-creator of this world...
He wanted more, though.
Yes, he wanted the robots to have consciousness. Arnold did.
He wanted true artificial intelligence. They're fucking humans.
Right.
Pretty much.
But they were artificially made.
Exactly. But they have everything that you cannot tell the difference.
Right. That's what his co-creator wanted. But someone had the theory that, what's his name? Jeffrey Wright is a robot as well, created by Anthony Hopkins. But we were introduced to this Arnold character, who some of the robots are actually talking to as if they were the way they talked about Arnold was that he was trying to give the robots a voice in their head, and Arnold became the voice in their head. So it was God. like a God figure. It was their consciousness or their subconscious speaking to them, but it was really Arnold who was God.
Somebody said Arnold created Anthony Hopkins.
So Anthony Hopkins is a robot.
Maybe. That's,
no, come on!
It's a massive clusterfuck.
Y'all are just fucking all this shit up for me. But see, if the park is run down like that, to the point that it's unkept, where they were keeping all those robots in retirement, basically.
Well, it was unkept. You saw it.
I understand that, but why can't that be? I mean, they did say sub-level basement something. I forget what they said. But if the park is becoming unkept like that, then why is it still going? You know, like, I'm confused.
Because of $40,000 a day?
I don't know.
They're still probably making money. They're just, yeah, I don't know.
I don't know. There's something, obviously, we're only on, what, the third episode at this point. So there's a shit ton we don't know, but well,
that's why I like this show, because it makes you think, and people are coming up with all these wild-ass theories. None of them are going to be right.
Oh, of course not.
Zero.
I think the writers actually read some of these, like, theories and are like, fuck you, I ain't doing that. Fuck you, I ain't doing that.
Well, supposedly, that's what George R. R. Martin did with Game of Thrones.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well,
went on Reddit?
He didn't do that, but he said that somebody guessed the ending of Game of Thrones, like, 10, 15 years ago.
Oh.
Yeah, he said somebody hit the fucking nail on the head. And you know what? Honestly, I wonder if he's like, man, I really like that. I'm going to fucking do that.
Yeah.
If that dude gave him the idea, or if he made it up himself.
Right.
Because I know a lot of writers, as they write, they're making the shit up.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I mean, you wonder. Character creation, the characters sometimes take you on the story ride, you know?
I don't.
I'm just saying. But anywho, okay, so hockey's on. We're both getting distracted. So Westworld is continuing. We're liking it. It's going good.
Everybody watch it.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome so far. But I wanted to also talk about something a little lighter. Let's go into the even lighter here as we wrap it up, honey.
Sitting to poop?
No, we already talked about that. So I was thinking, there was a comment made at work today about someone that I don't particularly like, and I wanted to say something along the lines of fuck off, and I was going to be very polite about it, and I was trying to figure out ways to be very polite about it. So I thought how to say fuck off politely. One of the ways I'm actually going to take from the movie Sister Act, way back in, I think that was like, what, early 90s? One of the sisters towards the end of the movie says, go with God. I thought that was a good way to say fuck off. Go with God.
Oh.
Right? That's a good one. And then my grandmother was a very Southern woman.
Bless you.
She used to say, bless your heart.
Yeah. Bless your heart. That's what it was.
Uh-huh. See, that's a good one to say fuck off, right?
Why don't you just say fuck off?
Because I'm in a workplace setting and I have to be a professional.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
No, you know, they did a study of that, too. They said millennials and young people, they are okay with fucks in the workplace, saying the fuck word. Seriously, like they
okay,
said.
Wait, are they okay with fucks? Are they okay with the word fucks?
Both.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Cubes are gonna get messy. Ew. I threw up.
A little bit. Back of the throat. I'm feeling the acid. So, what are some other ways? You give me one.
Eat a dick.
Oh, come on. You gotta be polite about it.
I'm not fucking being polite. If I need to say fuck off, I'm going to say fuck off.
Maybe that's the difference between men and women.
What?
That if I want to say fuck off, but I want to be nice about it. Like, I don't know. I don't. Sometimes I don't want to stir shit, and other times I want to be.
It depends on where I'm at, obviously, because I can't say that to some. Like, if somebody outside of my department says something to me that I don't like, mm-hmm. You know, and I'm like, man, fuck you. I'm not going to say that.
Okay. What would you say?
I'm going to walk away. Yeah.
That's such a pussy move.
No, it's not, because I'll get fired.
No, that's a pussy move. No, you wouldn't say anything.
Shit starts snowballing and I get fucking mad.
You wouldn't say one word to that person. You would just walk away.
I would say, stop.
That It's very adult of you, honey. I didn't think you had it in you.
No,
I don't
can't.
Believe you for a second that that's all you would do.
I would, because your job is your livelihood, and I'm not risking that.
Mm-hmm. Because I don't believe you for a second.
It will snow. You know how I get in a fucking car? It gets worse.
Oh, so I just saw a video today about the three types of people that there are in the car. There's the jammer, the person who, you know, sings and dances in the car. There's the expert. Do you not know how to use a turn signal? Here, let me show you how to use a turn signal. Why are you in that lane? You should be in this lane, you know, so on and so forth. And then there's the road rager. Fuck you, motherfucker, making faces in the rear view mirror, throwing up the hands, you know, all that nonsense. I think you're the road rager.
No, I know I'm the road rager.
Yes, that is you.
Because there's a turn on the way home, right? It's two right lanes. And people like to ride the straight lane up and try to cut everybody off. Yesterday, I said, nah, fuck you, son. And I said, I flew up there and this motherfucker was so mad. And I'm like, hee hee hee.
How do you know he was mad?
Because I could see his ass.
What was he doing?
He was being mad.
What was he doing?
Flying, flinging everything everywhere, and he was looking at me all pissed off and shit. I'm like, eh-heh.
Somebody could be looking at you and smiling, and you could think, oh, he's pissed at me.
I want to fucking do Mario Kart and drop banana peels on his ass. Make that bitch wreck.
See, maybe that's what you could say. Go slip in a banana peel. Maybe that's what you could say for fuck off.
No.
Okay. No. No,
that's stupid.
Okay. Fine. So then I was also thinking, you know, some of the funny things that our daughter says that we've been kind of making fun of her for.
Cereal.
Her favorite breakfast food right now, anytime that we wake up in the morning, she will literally pop her head up and say,
Cereal.
Cereal? Cereal. Cereal. Eat. Eat. Hungry. Cereal.
Cereal.
Cereal. I want cereal.
She likes Honey Nut Cheerio. She says Cheerio and Cheerio.
Mm-hmm. And then what's some other stuff she says? What's another one that she's been saying recently? There's always hungry, but then, oh, her new thing now is to stick her finger in our faces, just her pointer finger, and say, no daddy, no mommy.
Daddy. No, no daddy.
No, mommy.
That's terrible.
Girl, don't you put that finger in my face.
So I took her outside today to get the mail and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a dog started barking, and she says, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. Like, I'm like, no, it's woof with an F, not a sh.
Mm-hmm.
Woof.
Well, we have that book upstairs where it's a whole bunch of animal sounds. You open the flap, and the animal makes a noise. And there's the alligator that growls, and she looked at that thing. And
she's nuts.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What else? She says other shit. I can't remember.
She's crazy. She's absolutely crazy. We were dancing today. She likes country music. She really likes Darius Rucker, all about Darius Rucker.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll dance to him. And we have like a life-size mini doll for her, Minnie Mouse. And she, anytime she starts to dance, Minnie's
got to dance with her.
Mm-hmm. Minnie's got to dance. And then, yeah, there's Teddy. There's a lot of E's, I've realized.
Oh, yeah, and whoosh. And whoosh.
Mm-hmm. So just to share, hopefully that brightens your mood after Russ was all fucking depressed at the beginning of this.
It's not depressing. It's just the truth, and everybody should be aware of everything.
Mm-hmm.
You shouldn't just go vote to vote.
Okay, well, I'm going to go grab my blankie, and I'm going to go night-night.
No, you're not.
Mm-hmm. Night-night, okay. Daddy.
Bye now.
Thanks for listening to the Unfiltered Union. If you enjoyed this episode, click like and subscribe. And check out our merch on unfilteredunion.com. It's what you do with things you love.